Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and Kill Stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gonna be televised. No Google Chrome, cause search ain't gonna be no flash drive. Won't last in my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, Kill Stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to another edition of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 11, and Verse. Wow. Already verse 44. M period, A period, N period. Music Activism News, abbreviation, acronym. 3342, if you're listening to 3342 Music on blogtalkradio.com, feel free to call in the 646-478-0944 phone number, like the people who are on the phone already that I'll get to shortly. Sending in any music or commercials, MP3 format, to emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can also Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. Now, the disclaimers. Disclaimer, number one, you get info on this show. Have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or 3342 Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen for as long as I can. Disclaimer number three, this is a good disclaimer. You may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk at all, just stay silent. You'll go back on hold. Change your mind, though. Afterwards, you can always call back and press 1. I'm coming to you all regardless of whether you feel like talking or not because you all make the show. Now, for those who want to, you can check out Common Sense Radio Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr., Joseph P. Motley Jr. Instagram, J.R. Alfred Porter. Facebook, Joseph Motley, Jr., period. Facebook, Kent and Angelica. Facebook, hhworkshoprecords.com. Facebook, I Am a Superwoman Radio. That's www.3342music.com. Excellent productions on the R&B side. Also, you can Facebook Super Producer Pete Weeks. OPN Radio is Mondays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Let's see what else is out there. The webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com, Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceradio.com. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc., Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period with a profile picture for Sheriff's hat. YouTube page of Miss Commentary Cleveland. The Twitter page of Al Porter Jr. 1. Also, you can go to the Twitter page of at Grandpa, G-R-A-M-P-A-R-A-P-P-E-R. 2, or one. No, that's one. Yeah, so Grandpa Rapper One. Okay. www, if you're looking for work, www. Hold on, I like this. Hold on a second. Lady T, you get an infamous shout-out for calling my personal phone line while I'm live on the air on the radio. Lady T gets that personal shout-out, infamous shout-out. I love it. Maybe my pastor will call, and I can give him a personal, infamous shout-out, too. Anyway, back to the other www, if you're looking for work, www.tiplabor.org. Also, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, the YouTube channel of Power Groove Records, We Are Cleveland. And they are promoting Positive Music Month in the month of October. So there you have it. Those are some of the things going on. I'm enjoying my life right now. As I look through, okay. Yep, I've got a couple of other things that's going on right now, too. Infamous shout-out to Danielle Woods, who's hit me up while I'm live on the radio. Got to give her a shout-out. She hit me up by text, though. Now, I get a chance to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. We'll start off with the honorable mention. Honorable mention that is on Facebook. It is John Salvage and New 20 Saints. And in parenthesis, it says DCTROIT/Red Devil Writers/Wrong Places. And that's for this coming Saturday. Now, number 10, debuting. This ought to be very interesting. I'm pretty sure this will be a hot thing. Debuting number 10, Facebook, Boldy James with Rosello. J-Mo Let 'Em Know, R the Czar, Hijinks, and G Huff, DJ ESO. And that's for Saturday. That was a lot of things going on with that one. Number 9, debuting, Facebook, Trick or Treat on Fleet. Number 8, debuting, Art McCoy Radio Show. Yesterday, he had Republicans come through his program, the Ohio Republican chair. Brother Bob, you had Dale Fellows for the Lake County Republican Party. Lisa Sticken from the Cuyahoga County Republican Party. And if I'm not mistaken, you had Alex ER who came through. He's even getting involved with the Kai Dog soundtrack and other things. We'll get into that soon. But that was all at the Dialogue Event Center, Art McCoy Radio Show Live. Number 7, debuting, Solar Gardens event with DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Points, which was yesterday. Number 6, debuting, YouTube, Joseph Motley Jr. He's got a couple of new songs with LaVita Murray. He's got the one hot one with DJ Cowboy featuring Miss Pulse Points. Guarantee Mo told you. And just the past week, the announcement came out from DJ Cowboy and Miss Monica that Alfred Porter Jr. is their professional MC. So I'll be at a lot of their events as their professional MC. I appreciate that. Number 5, debuting, Arrogant. They had an excellent event that featured Richie Carlisle and General Jazz and many more last Saturday. Number 5. Number 4, debuting, Facebook, The Gift of Art. A lot of these you might have heard last week. They were honorable mentions. They made it into the top 10 because I think about 9 or 10 of those top 10 things dropped out after last week. So, number 3, debuting on Facebook, Fundraiser for Headlines and Headaches. Hey, they had a lot of promotions on that. That was it. So that was number 3. Number 2, Well, number three was that fundraiser. Number two was on Facebook, Black Man's Army Bus Car Caravan to City Hall. It was excellent. Some of the people that were on the bus, let me look at it and tell you, because you had a lot of people that was on that bus, a lot of them. I enjoyed it quite well because the reason it ended up at number one, ooh, we ended up seeing the man who came from out of town and had all the media there present. Who? Reverend Al Sharpton. That's who. I also want to say that some of those on the bus, Black Man's Army, Black Women's Army, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Dontez Taylor, but he fits in with Family to Family. You had others, including Maddie B's Floral Arrangements, Hayes Family. They're in charge of the local region of that. Proprietor ENT, and just many others, too numerous to get into. After that rally, which featured National Action Network head Reverend Al Sharpton, Southern Christian Leadership, I do believe the conference, Dr. Steele Jr. was there. So you had like co-leaders of some power. You had some power in the house. That's all I can say. You really had some power. I got a few people on the phone line that I will get to. I might as well let people know that once that major rally demonstration happened, let's see, Lauren Patterson was there, creator of the F&D dance. Before we even took off for the caravan, we had bagels, pastries, music was playing. The one song that people seemed to really vibe with, BWA and others, include Dontez Taylor, was the song called Take Your Wig Off by Shonda. Just an excellent women's empowerment message. So let's go to the phone lines because I appreciate everybody. I'm going to the first one who had called in. Let's go to that 216-727. 216-727. How you doing out there?
Hi, everybody out there in Radio Land. This is Valanda the Brenda Fulmer, and we're at the Call Me Queen B. How's everybody doing out there tonight? And then my colleagues out there, hi, everybody. God bless.
God bless. Talk to
me. I tell you, you're going to get a surprise. You might get some snow Wednesday.
Ooh-wee. You telling the truth on that?
Did I say snow?
Ooh, I was feeling it. Today I said, now that is snow. That's snow weather.
I'm going to scare everybody out there in the audience, but yeah, get ready. You know, that's God. He can do what he want to do. He can make in the wintertime sign or whatever. He can do what he want to do, but he has the last say so on all of us and everything in this world, because he got the whole world, everything, everybody.
That is so true.
I appreciate everybody listening to Al, all my colleagues, Ronnie B, and Dante and Taylor, and then again, listening to us at each and every Monday and Tuesday and Sunday. Appreciate everybody out there. Stay warm. Get your winter coats out. All I hate to say it, get the boots out, get the scarves, get the gloves and the hat. So just get ready. It's here. It's here. It's coming slowly, but it's here, everybody. And all I can say is I love everybody. I have a hate body in my bone. I love everybody. And Al, I need your number again. I had it written down. I don't know what I did with it in my different folders and papers and stuff. So you're going to have to give me another first three numbers of the phone number. I don't know the last four numbers of the phone number.
I appreciate you. Talk to me. Keep talking.
Okay, keep talking. All
yeah.
I can say is I'm sorry I didn't make it to the workshop, but God's willing, I will be at next month's workshop.
All
I will
right.
be there
we
the
look
next
forward
one. I'll be
to that.
And I miss everybody. And then pray for all of us, each family, all of us, because we stand in the need of prayer, each and every one of us. All of us do. Like I said, the God has the whole world in his hands.
Yes.
He has the whole world in his hands, you know. And Delay, I need to get in touch with about the plague, the land in this, about the pastor's name. You know her. Sometimes she'll be on the radio with us.
Oh, Evangelist Anderson.
There you go. Evangelist Anderson. I need to get her phone number, too. And so we can get some things going and talking and everything. But all I can say is I'm blessed by the best. And all you guys out there in radio land, y'all blessed by the best too. God did not make no mistake. Hallelujah. When he makes something, he makes it good and very good as a thing to say, okay?
Okay.
I love everybody. I'm going to sign off to you. May God bless you and keep you guys. Okay, I love everybody. See ya. Be good. And don't let go and let God. Don't never put God in back. And put him always in the front, no matter what the situation looks like. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm out.
Amen. Thank you so much. You know something? That I like that. Put God in the back. My thing is, that was excellently said. It was. I'm going to go to the next phone caller, the 216 with the 315. 216 with the 315. Wow, I'm on fire right now. How you doing out there?
Doing pretty well. This is PulsePoint.net speaking. I'm speaking on behalf of myself and CowboyTheMusicMan.com at the present moment. We are here, but I'm speaking today. I would like to say we have a very special day coming up this Saturday. No, forgive me, this actual Sunday. Forgive me, the 23rd. Everyone can tune in to Facebook Live. We're going to do a debut to the song that we were blessed with, one of Cowboy's favorite sayings, which is "I guarantee Mo told you." And I'm so grateful that we were blessed by the Most High on that. And it's an honor and a privilege to have been in the presence of such a talented artist and a producer that took the time to work with us. We thank you. And now we can enjoy the fruits of the labor and just move forward and a blessing.
I appreciate you. So when should people tune into their Facebook Lives?
It's going to be this Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay.
So we're going to suit up, show up, and show out. And you know how we do it, grandiose style. And I would like to say that today is a new day, and all things are so much better on this day as we move forward in a positive light.
Thank you so much. You all are really, the positivity, you all are really making my day. So I appreciate that. And we'll all tune into that Facebook Live, and maybe, just maybe, we'll be able to get Art McCoy Radio to push it. Yep, we'll do our best.
Okay, thanks, family. And we're here all the way. From today and from now on forevermore. Thank you all so very much.
No problem. Peace. And now we all know we have to look forward to this coming Sunday and the Facebook Live. I like the way this is going so far. Now I have that area code from the 601 with the 513. Area code 601 with the 513. Ooh-wee. I wonder if this is the Ohio Troopers Association calling to ask for a donation. 601-513, we are answering live and direct. How are you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Brother Al? Again, I'm not the one that's calling to ask for donations, besides donating to my campaign possibly, but not right now. It'll be after the midterms. Hey, hi, Michael D. Landon, here, former candidate for president in 2020, and now again as an independent for 2024. How's it going, Brother Al?
It's going well. It's going well. And I have to ask you, since you said that, and possibly, you know, an independent, I need to ask you and do my follow-up, which is, when did you know that we needed another choice? Because a lot of people have been complaining umpteen years about the two choices. And
right.
The Green Party has not reached up to the status that it could. So I have to ask you, when did it become apparent to you personally, former candidate for president, Michael D. Landingham, when did it become apparent for you that we need to be independent?
Well, you know, overall, I mean, you know, recently I decided to run independently because I ran as a Democrat in 2020. When I realized that the two-party system only gives us what they want to put in front of us to choose. And they always give us the worst candidates ever, and not the best of America. So the first time I realized that we needed to win, I need to get involved more so, was after Trump won, and there was no way in hell that Trump should have won. And when he was president, all the things he did to undermine our democracy, for being an agent of Russia, and to weaken Americans' resolve in the world as he was, you know, being president. So I knew that America had to have a better choice because the seesaw effect is of choosing the lesser of two evils is continuing the divisions between the voters of Republicans and Democrats, of the hatred and the fear-mongering from some congressmen and congresswomen and senators and some in the news. But we have a better choice that can tell the real hard truths and point out the wrongs on both sides. I'm not talking about the voters. I'm talking about the leadership. All right, the leadership. Now, don't get me wrong, Republicans far much worse than Democrats. But Democrats, give you an example. Now, they already knew back in 2020 that we're going to put whoever we want as our nominee, and the American people have no other choice but to choose Joe Biden.
Mm-hmm.
We're tired of that seesaw effect. And, you know, with my candidacy, when I announced my run, it was about unity. It's about showing how blacks and whites can come together. It's about learning about our history, about some of the bad things that whites have done to blacks. But these are not the same white people who've done these terrible things as what was done to our ancestors. We have to learn with love and courage. And we don't have leaders to do that because they slice up politics in different sections with using fear and hatred and so many other different things. We're so divided and scared of one another, and we should blame the people that are in power. Now, with me, I'm going to come out and tell you who's our enemy. Not the voters, but the people that are in power. And we can replace them. All they want is our vote. They can say all these nice things about getting our vote, and then when we give them our vote and they're in power, then they'll drag their feet. That doesn't matter if it's Democrats or Republicans. But for me, running as not of the independent party, but the party of we the people, is remnants of the Black Lives Matter movement. And as a presidential candidate, I have the power to put them as a political powerhouse. So what we went through for the 2020 cycle with what happened with Brother George, George Floyd, and Black Lives Matter happened, now it's time to take that to the next phase, the next level. And as a black man, that's very rarely heard of since Martin Luther King and Malcolm X, since that time. And I want to say this. The main reason I was calling, because I don't normally, as a president, kind of usually talk about certain things, but Kanye West really hurt my feelings. I mean, it's very hard for black people. It's been hard for us for generations. And to see someone with that much power and genius and smartness to go onto the other side, to the enemy's camp, because they gave you a little power, a little recognition, you want to go follow them. We forgot how to be kings and queens on this planet. Kanye forgot. Somehow we're original Jews. And if we're the original Jews, act like a king then. Stop being led by Donald Trump and them And then as soon as there's another thing y'all didn't see. As soon as Kanye was talking about the Jews, look at what Donald Trump just said today, or yesterday it was, about the Jews. There's been a systematic plan to really belittle the black man. Like,
we need
white supremacy to know who we are. No, we know who we are. And that's why they're trying to erase everything, trying to belittle us in so much a degree. But we're not our grandparents. We're not.
Right.
And so anyway, like I said, I don't want to go on too much about Kanye. Kanye, you just sit down and pray somewhere. That's it. Don't go after him. Just boycott him. Don't listen to his music. If he doesn't see the struggles and appreciate the struggles and want to work hard for black people to make our lives better, then we should not help him at all by listening to his music ever again. Simple as that. We're
Thank
being
you.
Led around. The white supremacist movement is leading Kanye to think, oh, well, we put Kanye and he started talking like this. All the black people follow him. These white supremacist racist people, I'm not talking about all white people. I'm not just let you that are white that are racist. They always had this think, this idea back during slavery time, the house Negro and the field Negro. It's the same dang thing. Now, as president, I will tell the hard truths. I will open up dialogue, talk about race in this country and how we can overcome it. The one way we can overcome it is we need to get my story out about Donald Trump threatening my life. He came after me because my last name is Landon Ammon, who I was related to. The Sons of the American Revolution, which one of my great-grandfathers fought in the Revolutionary War, and he was a white man. And I'm kin to the father of our country, George Washington, and General Robert E. Lee. Donald Trump saw me as a black man, saw me how I can speak in front of the people. Doesn't matter if you're white or black or whatever, but I can relate, especially when they saw the videos when I was at the Republican National Convention in 2016. And so it's fear. It's fear of real change. But I promise you, America, there are a hell of a lot of white people right now waiting for someone to find a way to bring all of us together without using hate and fear, without pointing the finger because they're white and their ancestors did wrong and they have that guilt. But we came out and said, we understand all that. We see who's really at fault. Let's come together, my brother, my sister, my white brother, my white sister. Look, we got to come together. Because that's the only way we're going to save our democracy. And but for black people to attack each other, just what's going on with Kanye and everything, we got to stop that. We got to remember who we are. We were the first kings and queens on this planet, and we got to remember our history in order to lead by example again in this world. And I greatly appreciate the time, and I hope that, look, everybody go on LandonHamCase.com. That will be the website that you will see the text message between me and Donald Trump on December 8th, 9th, and 10th of 2018, which has been confirmed by the Secret Service. Oh, one more thing I want to add, a little update about my case. A lot of people probably had looked up Landingham versus Department of Justice, and you saw that Judge Pamela Barker, who was chosen by Trump 5.5 months before he shows up at my doorstep, somehow the judge decided to dismiss a class action lawsuit, which by law she has no power to remove my case or dismiss it. So I didn't appeal within the courts downtown again in June 3rd, waited for a response from the courts. Didn't realize I was asking the same judge to recuse herself by being biased for Donald Trump against me. So what I'm going to do, two things. Number one, I am going to be filing an appeal process to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals in Cincinnati to show that I have every right to sue the Justice Department on my Freedom of Information Act for lying, to say that Michael or Cleveland Police never called them, saying that Cleveland Police has no police records. So this is the biggest point in American history, and I need everyone able-bodied and willing to research my story and share it. Take it to your senator, your congressman, your news organization, even President Biden. Let him know that we see what's going on. And all they're doing, just like your earlier question about when did I realize that we need a real change, a third better option. We need it more now than ever because you see them covering it up. But anyway, I don't want to take too much of your time. I know you got more people on. Y'all stay blessed. Michael B. Landingham for President 2024, the people's candidate for the people's justice.
Appreciate you so much. This has been an excellent update and interview. People have been asking questions. I've been sending them to the website, but the thing is, they needed to find that out for themselves adhered straight through. I am so glad that he chose to call in. It's been a blessing. Before I do anything else, two things that I didn't. You know something? I've got to say to a lot of different people, I have to. We missed a couple of things. What had just happened the past week. Los Angeles, the city already had a notorious history for rappers. And in the last month, at least two more artists have been slain here. Latarsha O'Brien, 32, who performed under the name Half Ounce, was found fatally shot. Police and his family said it happened on a Monday in the past, where the latest of several rap notables who have been killed in Los Angeles in the past 2 years. The police said officers responded to multiple calls of shots fired around 11:30 a.m. in the, of all places, Koreatown neighborhood, and found a man who had been fatally shot in front of an apartment building. The slain man's family confirmed that the person killed was O'Brien, a father of three who worked at UPS while he attended school. The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office also confirmed that O'Brien was the victim. They said the investigation was in early stages, motive wasn't known, and they were looking for a man wearing dark clothing who fled south from the crime scene on New Hampshire Avenue in a dark SUV. That killing happened maybe 3 weeks after rapper, you remember, PMB Rock, was shot and killed in a botched robbery at Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles in South Angeles, Los Angeles. Three people, including a 17-year-old and his father, had been arrested and charged in that September 12th killing. Also, I had not touched on the fact that April 14th, 1932 to October 4th, 2022, Loretta Lynn Webb was an American singer, songwriter, yep, Loretta Lynn, in a career which spanned six decades in country music. Lynn released multiple gold albums. She had hits such as You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man, Don't Come Home a Drinkin' with Lovin' on Your Mind, One's on the Way, Fifth City, and Coal Miner's Daughter. In 1980, the film Coal Miner's Daughter was made based on her life. Lynn received many awards and other accolades for her groundbreaking role in country music, including awards from both the Country Music Association and Academy of Country Music as a dual partner and an individual artist. She was nominated 18 times for a Grammy Award and won three times. As of 2022, Lynn was the most awarded female country recording artist and the only female ACM artist of the decade, 1970s. Lynn scored 24 number one hit singles and 11 number one albums. She ended 57 years of touring on the road after she suffered a stroke in 2017 and then broke her hip in 2018. At least she got a few more years, you know, after the 2018 to hip breaking to at least, you know, spend a couple more years and enjoy life as best as possible. Because of what happened, and I talked about Half Ounce, and we have crime and our region and that type of stuff, what we're going to do is just play this particular song just because it was on that fourth album, CMHA, Cleveland's Most Hated Artist. It featured a lot of artists dealing with crime.
Black-on-black crime's vice president. That's the reason that we're all here to represent. I'm tired of the tears at the vigils. I wish they'd put black-on-black crime out of business. Since we're killing ourselves every day and night, cops justify 137 times. The hip-hop community now stands united, refusing to be silent on black-on-black violence.
No peace.
Grim Reaper, in the end we are losing.
and it rearranges. Just to survive this jungle, grin and bear your situation. Nothing to do but tie your boots, handle this itch like sore troops. Stay prudent up and walk your path, and make sure you execute. Let us chop it one-on-one, it's just you and me. We can all eat together, but they scared of unity. Gunshots and ambulance, got me losing sleep. They ain't got no food at home, so they rather choose the streets. Money's rude and evil, got them blasted for the end. But the jail or the casket is the only
I'm
end.
I'm not a candles and teddy bears, most of visual speak. Every city's the same, they just say there ain't no peace. Man, what about the kids? How can we wipe out our future? We can't address all the problems without the proper solution. Cause the daddies are gone, monkeys are locked up. We were shares to you, I play the role of the parent. My only wish for the world to find a way out of pain. We living in the last days, man, we just too revelation.
Ain't no peace.
That's just such a powerful so-and-so message that featured Al Porter, Sheriff Kilroy, Indica Spitz from Urban Survival, Jazz from legendary group Too True, Suave Gotti, Miss Moon with an E. That was the one song that everybody in Cleveland slept on. It should have been promoted more. The message is much needed. Sorry, but all those people involved in the project didn't really take it serious like they should have. They cared, but didn't realize that we had our own anthem like, what is it, Self-Destruction did for New York, or what the song We're All in the Same Gang did for L.A., and Cleveland hip-hop really dropped the ball. Sorry about it, but that's the truth. I was glad that I went on and put that on the album for Cleveland's Most Hated Artist, because the message really was needed at the time and still is. What I'm going to do is say that if you check out the YouTube page of GMS, Hood Famous TV, GMS, Hood, H-O-O-D, Famous TV. It's GMS and then the Hood Famous TV. Definitely check out the new song that was released called Ain't No Question Mark. Why was it called Ain't No Question Mark? Because if you put in, you know, I Love My Mama, everybody's song jumps out. But the name of the record was called Ain't No Question Mark. I Love My Mama, where Sheriff Kilroy is talking about Mama Porter. HGS Music is talking about his mom. And Father's Lives Matter, Jones Joe, a.k.a. Joe Jones. I just call his name backwards so folks won't confuse him with the councilman of Ward 1 Cleveland. But Father's Lives Matter, founder, president, Joe Jones, Jones Joe, talked about his fiance, who was also an excellent mother, and went overseas to feed children as well, Robin Strong, Frontado, concept of a music video and song, which features three bad brothers on the song. I remember my mom's birthday party, the last birthday she celebrated, which was in July 4th of 2021. She celebrated it with, it was my boo thing, my queen lady, Danielle Woods, back in July 4th, 2021. She was the best advocate for my mom. I'm glad my mom got a chance to do that. A big shout out to Danielle Woods' daughter, Mercedes White. It was an excellent memory that I can look back at on Facebook Live. So feel free to check out that video. Ain't no question mark. While I'm sitting here talking to you all, I'm looking to see, what do I like? I can go a lot of different places. I can. I probably was going to film or play a different song, but my thing is, even though I was going to play Dog Nation, the Kai Dog, I'm kind of like, not that happy with that game yesterday. I'm not. I was hoping there was going to be a good quarterback controversy, a quarterback duel. This man, if he wants people to be saying, hey, you need to stick around, which could happen. He's going to have to win about 4 to 5 games in a row to make people say, wait a minute. Sheesh, at this rate, we would take 4 games in a row just because that would probably put us in a different position. So I'm not even playing no Brown song. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all might want a Brown song, but we're going to do something totally different. What have I talked about? Okay, we talked about a song about mamas. So let me go to this whole BWE thing that ended up on the complete album. You could call that album number 7. It was on Lyrical Storm and Woo Storm's albums, but I'm going to take this remix and that I said, got to put it on mine too, because it even called my mama's name. It's the On My Mama remix.
On My Mama remix. On My Mama remix. On My Mama. On My Mama. On My Mama. On My Mama.
Hey, Woo, this is Sheriff. Let's talk about our mamas right quick. Let's show appreciation to them.
On My Mama.
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 You know, they are Mother Earth.
On My Mama.
We got to show them that, you know what I'm saying?
On My Mama.
Their work.
On My Mama.
They gave
on
me the dream.
Mama.
To believe.
Dreamish.
Running through these streets are the queens of grace. Mother Earth, protectors of our future. Keep saying, I thank you for your prayer to make change. We appreciate how your truth and love brings unity in a world of misguided foolery. Blessings upon you,
pleasure
installed in me to believe, faith, love, and unity. Give me the vision and the meaning of women empowerment. Holding myself as a Nubian queen that's gonna succeed. I love you, cause without you, there is no me. I got to be higher up so our future kings and queens can have that example that is meant for everybody.
On My Mama.
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 On My Mama. On My Mama.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Tell them.
You know I gotta do this on my mama. This is the reason why I look for drama. That's why
we coming through with all this honor. I am an artist, and mama, I love you. Just wanna tell you, thank you for having me. Lyrical strong, with lyrical season, so strong with the sheriff. Word up the kill, we're always gonna build them up. That's for my mama, bringing that karma. You hear me cropping this harvest, so you know I'm on the farm. This might just rose it up, growing this bouquet instead of destroying. Bringing the charm, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Oh my mama,
yeah.
Oh my mama.
Executive order on what I say. Every day is like Mother's Day. Re-edit, remix. It's on my mama. On my mama. I don't do drama. I don't tolerate on no disorder. On my mama name, Miss Hattie Porter. Kilroy's my name. I acclaim fame. I'm on BWE's Wall of Fame.
Sometimes you just look to get through certain points here and there. I do believe this was the one news story that Joe Paganakis did. Local groups react after judge blocks Ohio abortion law as lawsuit continues. So Women's March Cleveland March on October 8th to make reproductive rights a key issue. One of the things that happened was, you know, both Women's March Cleveland and Right to Life of Northeast Ohio reacted after a Hamilton County Court judge granted a preliminary injunction to keep Ohio's abortion ban blocked indefinitely as the lawsuit that was filed by the Planned Parenthood Federation of America and the American Civil Liberties Union continues through the courts. It's a decision that will again allow abortions in Ohio through 20 weeks gestation for now and continue to block Senate Bill 23 enacted in June that restricts abortion after 6 weeks gestation. So just a nice way of saying 6 weeks pregnant. Megan Morris Raymond, who is a Fairview Park mother of three who attended Women's March Cleveland, told News 5 she applauds the ruling by the judge and wants her two daughters to have the right to choose. I'm so glad at 6 weeks most women don't even know they're pregnant, said Morris Raymond. At least for a while, these women will still have a choice. Kathy Ray Coleman, she said, with Women's March Cleveland, told News 5, this year's march that took place on October the 8th at the Market Square Park across from the West Side Market. As Ray Coleman told News 5, reproductive rights will be the key issue during the march, along with a series of core issues. It's about women's rights, period. It's about equal pay. It's about racism, sexism, jobs, education. That's what Coleman said. But Denise Leopold, a board member with Right to Life of Northeast Ohio, told News 5 she's confident Senate Bill 23 will be upheld and prevail against the ongoing constitutional legal battle. Abortion has become a political issue, and it's really not, Leopold said. Abortion isn't a problem. It's a lot of the existing morals and values in our society where you think you can just go have sex, and if you have a kid, get rid of it. This is going to teach more people to be responsible and to think of this ahead of time, because I think every woman should have the right whether or not to have a child, but she should think of that before she does something that leads to having a child. Leopold also stated that she supports women's rights. I'm all for women's rights. I'm a woman. I mean, I want equal opportunity in this world just like everybody else, but abortion isn't a right. You're playing God over ending the life of a child. So that was that particular news story. My thing is, before I do anything else, I always know that I need to go back and check and see what's going on my favorite phone lines thing, just because something's going on. I appreciate everybody who chose to call in this particular evening. I'm going to go back and say that I've been very fortunate to get past some issues. I probably need to let people know about the fact that you do have October 29th, one of the most important issues that has come out. I'm going to say the Cleveland Imperial Avenue Murders Anniversary Rally in March at newly erected monument on Imperial Avenue, 12205 Imperial Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. Imperial Women's Coalition, Alfred Porter Jr., ClevelandUrbanNews.com, led by the Imperial Women Coalition, Black on Black Crime, Inc., and Peace in the Hood, will host a rally and vigil beginning at 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 29th, 2022, on Imperial Avenue in Cleveland's Mount Pleasant neighborhood, where the home of the late serial killer Anthony Sowell, who murdered 11 black women and raped three others, once stood. A march will follow. So that is what's going on. And the memorial monument on the Imperial Avenue site has that's since been erected in memory of the 11 black murdered women. And there you go. And on October 29, 2022, marks the 13-year anniversary of the day of discovery by police and the authorities of the lifeless bodies of 11 black women who were strangled and murdered by Cleveland serial killer Anthony Sowell, who died on death row. Since the Imperial Avenue murders, and in the last 2 years, murders of black Cleveland women have increased by 50%, studies show, and Cleveland is one of the worst places to live in the country for black women, a Pittsburgh study reveals. And in spite of this data, nothing significantly has been done by policymakers of Cleveland and in Cuyahoga County, the state of Ohio, or federally to curb this heightened violence against black women. At the rally, activist groups will call out the names of black and other women raped and murdered in Cleveland. Some of the cases still remain unsolved and the murders still at large. Ooh! Rally, really show up at 1 p.m. Some others will supporters include Cleveland Peacemakers, Greater Cleveland Immigrant Support Network, the Black Man's Army, the Brick House Wellness Center, International Women's Day March Cleveland, Find Our Children, the Missing Ebony Alert, Survivors and Victims of Tragedy, the Laura Cowan Foundation, Refuse Fascism Ohio, Carl Stokes Brigade, and members of the Coalition to Stop the Inhumanities in Cuyahoga County Jail. There you go. So I just want to say thank you to everybody who tuned in this fine evening. My thing is, why not do this just because? Let's have some fun for at least a minute. Let's play this on a Sunday.
I wrestle with antidepressants down by the handful, but the pills didn't lessen it. How I feel, ill spirit, low refreshingness. Went to the church for where my intellect could get rational thinker, but I felt something affectionate. Wrapped in the presence, so euphoric. Life, peace, and love, I'm hurting
I'm
your itch.
I'm carrying this whole Bible. This is the perfect place to lay my burdens down. In you I am so free, I have no stress anymore. Now I gotta rest from my soul, I want everybody to know.
I found love on a Sunday. Does the cast out demons? Love is a mission. If you see it, you believe it. Goodwill go a long way if they need it. If I'm down, you can pick me up. If I'm filthy, clean me up. You're no longer bound. Lay your burden down. I know you can find this love.
I'm gonna tarry in this hope I found. This is the perfect.